Stop 17. Going on to stop 17, as you look back towards Blight's Battery, you will see the wall of the dam. It was probably built in the 1850s before the system of water races supplied the diggings, which meant that the miners often ceased work in summer because there was no water. Between the viewing area and the dam on your left, here at stop 17, lies the remains of a blacksmith shop. You can tell it by the brickwork foundations. And below in the gully was where another set of battery and stampers operated. The owner of this battery was a chap called Harris, and on the right, and close to the viewing area, are the remains of his vertical stone chimney. It was made of stone and brick and was 40 feet high. Harris was not short of cash, and the chimney cost him £100. Later, Harris and Blight combined their operations and made a lot of money. We'll spare you the sound effects, but with two steam engines and batteries stamping away just 50 metres apart, it must have been quite a racket. Now it's time to pause me as you move on to stop 18, a wee 50 metres up the track, to the relics of the men who returned here during the 1930s Depression.